Edie Grunwald is a retired Air Force colonel who's running to be the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. She also was fired at the direction of former Governor Sean Parnell. The dismissal was part of the fallout from the Alaska National Guard scandal that contributed to Parnell's defeat 4 years ago. Edie Grunwald is also the mother of David Grunwald, the slain Palmer teenager whose murder has played out in headlines since 2016. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
On October 20, 2014, Grunwald lost her job as Human Resources Director for the Alaska National Guard. Two others also were fired. The dismissals came after a report by the Guard's Virginia-based Office of Complex Investigations. The report detailed how Alaska National Guard leaders failed to address reports of sexual assault, among other problems. Then-Governor Parnell spoke with Alaska Public Media's Lori Townsend about the firings the next day.
How did this decision come about that led to this dismissal yesterday?
The issues identified in the report that I asked for, when I asked the National Guard Bureau to bring in their Office of Complex Investigations, the report was pretty scathing with respect to the troops and airmen not having the trust and confidence in their leadership. And clearly, that played a role in this.
Parnell cited the confidentiality of personnel records when he said at the time that he wouldn't comment further on the firings. Grunwald notes that her name didn't appear in the report. However, the report generally didn't name individuals. Grunwald says Parnell made a mistake.
I think that he had to show that he took action in the Guard. It was a wrong action on his part, but it was because I think he got the wrong advice.
Grunwald says Parnell apologized to her over what happened. For his part, Parnell says he expressed sorrow to Grunwald over the murder of her 16-year-old son, and that he may have expressed sorrow over her losing her job in the public eye. But he says he didn't recall apologizing to her over any action that he took. Grunwald says she lost her job because those above her in the chain of command were looking to take a symbolic action as a result of the scandal.
I happen to be low-hanging fruit. Usually the people at the top or around the top or is viewed at the top, you know, it looks like you're making change when you take them down. I say take them down, you remove them from their position.
As Human Resources Director, she was responsible for making sure that personnel actions taken by commanders met federal regulations. She did hear reports of wrongdoing.
And there were several occasions where people would reach out to me on things that were going on, and I immediately reported it to that commander that may have been in charge.
Grunwald also says she'd follow up to make sure an investigation was done. According to the Alaska National Guard, Grunwald had no oversight of sexual assault allegations. Grunwald says she did what she was responsible for doing.
I thought we did an excellent job. We just didn't have the support of higher authority and the commanders of the unit.
Parnell has endorsed Anchorage State Senator Kevin Meyer in the lieutenant governor's election. The primary is Tuesday. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.